The 2008 Coastal Cities Summit is underway this week in St. Pete Beach. 250 global experts will address threats faced by coastal cities worldwide, including threats from climate disruption and overdevelopment. This morning's keynote speaker was Saskia Sassen, professor of sociology at Columbia University.
Coastal cities are going to be particularly strategic. They will become vanguard spaces in order to handle some of these challenges.
Sassen compared the population densities, trade, and economies of major cities around the world and said there's a trend toward spatial and socioeconomic fragmentation in cities.
Some of our high growth sectors are contributing to new kinds of inequality. But the point here is that the environmental challenge might just be that challenge that is so big that it can help us overcome that kind of inequality, that kind of fragmentation.
Carlos Fernandez Uregui, the coordinator of the United Nations International Decade for Water, pointed out that a majority of the world's population lives within 60 kilometers of the coast. Fernandez Uregui said it would only cost about $5 billion per year to provide fresh water and sanitation to everyone in the world who needs it. That's a tiny fraction of the $700 billion U.S. bailout of financial corporations, he said.
Every 3 minutes, one child is dying in the world because the lack of safe water and sanitation due to hygiene and, of course, diseases related to the lack of water supply and sanitation.
Although Florida is about to emerge from the 2008 hurricane season relatively unscathed, many countries in the Caribbean, like Cuba, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic, were hit by multiple storms. Dr. Noel J. Brown is the former director of the North American Regional Office of the United Nations Environment Program and is considered an environmental diplomat. Brown is one of the numerous experts from around the world who is converging on St. Pete Beach this week to warn what even some Florida policymakers are slow to act upon, that coastal cities are burdened by climate disruption and other threats. This season's hurricanes could bring attention to the plight of coastal cities and the world's oceans, Brown said.
One also had hoped that the hurricane season could have done for the oceans what the Al Gore film Inconvenient Truth did for climate change, in keeping attention focused on the progressive degradation of the seas and oceans of the world, where the coastal cities are in the front line. But the cameras has moved elsewhere to other news front, but the problem remains, and the progressive degradation of the ocean continues.
St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker said that he has spoken with leaders from other cities around the world, and they face many of the same challenges.
And I think when you focus then in on coastal cities, there is even a greater commonality that we have. And the challenges, whether they be relating to water supply or water quality, whether they be relating to the chance of hurricane.
Florida's chief financial officer, Alex Sink, said the state's coastal cities are especially prone to future disasters.
Climate change is a significant financial issue facing not only Florida, but of course communities around the world. Protecting our cities from the effects of climate change is a part of sound financial and risk management practices. Here in Florida, we have over 2,200 miles of tidal shoreline.
But it's not just Florida's coastal cities that are threatened by climate disruption, Sink said.
We've seen the pictures of sea levels rising. And the pictures of what Florida, our state, could look like in the year 2100 are certainly alarming. Because if Greenland does melt, we no longer have a Florida except for the famous Lake Wales Ridge that goes right up the spine of our state.
Philip DeCorta is the coordinator of the UN Habitat's disaster program in Nairobi, Kenya. DeCorta said that the effects of climate disruption on coastal cities will not just be water levels rising.
It's the impact it has on water supply, on fresh water supply. It's not just exactly the climate change immediate pictures we have in mind. It's how urbanization itself is creating risks, especially for the urban poor, because they end up in the flood-prone areas, they end up in the risky areas, and mostly they have no capacity to recover themselves. So their capacity to get back out of a crisis especially if crises come back and back, is getting reduced.
The urban poor will not just be affected by major disasters like Hurricane Katrina, but also by frequent minor crises, De Corta said.
Crises are going to happen, so how do we prepare ourselves? Normally, funding is mostly focused on the immediate after disaster. That's when money is being raised, and it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars easily, but no money is being raised to reduce the risk, and we know the risk. It's easy to map it. No money is being raised enough to reduce the risk before the crisis happens. So it's also an appeal exactly to focus much more on risk reduction and trying to make our urban systems much more resilient, if you want.